Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Republican presidential ticket has been officially nominated at the GOP National Convention in Milwaukee.
The Lieutenant Governor of Ohio presenting his state's junior U.S. Senator, J.D. Vance, to the convention.
A man who loves America and will represent our people with moral courage.
Vance swept to national prominence with his hillbilly elegy memoir and opposed Donald Trump in 2016, but changed his position and was rewarded with a Trump endorsement when he ran for Senate in 2022. Now he and Trump had their party's ticket. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Severe storms and stifling heat continue across several parts of the U.S. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Fierce heat, thunderstorms, possible hail, flash flooding, damaging winds. It's all in the forecast somewhere across the nation. Parts of the Midwest may see thunderstorms, flash flooding, hail, and gusty winds today. There may be an isolated tornado or two in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Thunderstorms are in the forecast across the Northeast, and the heat. Some places will challenge all-time records. In the Southeast, very warm and humid, and the miserable heat wave is continuing along the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast coast. I'm Rita Foley.
The Houston area's main utility company says it expects to have power restored to most residents by Wednesday. But Governor Greg Abbott continued to criticize CenterPoint Energy on Monday for its storm preparation and response. He said the company seems incapable of doing their job. CenterPoint has defended its response and pace of restoring outages following Hurricane Beryl. On Wall Street, the Dow by 210 points. This is SRN News. Christians are having a tough time in Turkey.
The mostly Muslim country is officially secular and guarantees religious freedom for all. But President Recep Erdogan has been taking Turkey in a more Islamic direction in recent years, and that has led to persecution of Christians. This month, the government denied another permit for a congregation to build a church, despite the fact that the land in question has already been set aside for religious construction. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk and his liberal coalition government have suffered a defeat in Parliament, where a slim majority rejected legislation that would have watered down one of the country's pro-life laws. Tusk supported a measure that would have lifted the current punishment for persons aiding women in abortion. It was a key element in Tusk's program of reversing the policies of the previous conservative government. However, some lawmakers in the wider ruling coalition voted against the change. This is SRN News. There's been a policy change at Delta.
Delta Airlines is changing its employee uniform policy following a social media user's outrage over two flight attendants photographed wearing Palestinian flag pins. The uproar over the July 10th post that describes the Palestinian pins as Hamas badges prompted Delta to ban its employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality besides the U.S. The new rule has taken effect. Both the attendants captured in the post were in compliance with Delta's previous policy, giving employees more flexibility with uniform accessories. John Scott report.
China says its economy expanded at a slower than forecast 4.7% annual rate in the last quarter. That was sharply below the 5.3% annual pace of growth seen in the first quarter of the year. Weak consumer demand's dragging on growth. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.